This is an executive summary of how much tax does a 1031 exchange defer? Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. How much will a 1031 save me? Is the question every investor asks before committing to an exchange, and the answer is almost always larger than they expect, because a 1031 exchange defers four separate taxes at once, not just the federal capital gains rate everyone knows about. On a long-held, depreciated property in a high-tax state, the combined burden of selling can exceed a third of the gain. This guide quantifies each of the four taxes, works through several realistic examples, and shows you how to estimate the deferred tax for your own situation. Before anyone commits to the work and discipline of a 1031 exchange, they want a number: how much tax am I actually deferring? It's the right question, because the answer frames the entire decision. The larger the deferred amount, the more the effort, the fees, and the deadlines are worth it. The deferred amount is simply the tax you would owe if you sold outright instead of exchanging. That figure depends on your gain, how much depreciation you've taken, your income, and your state, and stacking all the relevant taxes usually produces a bigger number than investors anticipate. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.